And now I'd like to introduce my grandson, Merle's son, Richard Watson. Come on out here, son. Bring his guitar up in the monitor, buddy, and you'll have it by the ear. A little more. Just a little more. That's good. Richard is as fine a blues player as you'll want to listen to when it comes to good blues riffs that back up. Somebody asked me one time, well, not one time, at least two or three dozen times at interviews, have you ever played on the street, Doc Watson? I said, yeah. I'm not a bit ashamed of it. I was selling something just like I was the night they did the interviews after the show. And this song is about a fellow who did a lot of that, I imagine. Imagine being in a town where if you played on the street, if you didn't sell something like matches and pretty little matchboxes, and you had a case like matchbox thing you carried them in, you know, or combs or pencils, they'd get you for vagrancy and put you in jail or haul you away out of town and dare you to come back, you know. And that was pretty mean to them old boys because they needed a nickel and a quarter and a 50 cents, just like all of us do occasionally. Blind Lemon Jefferson did a bunch of that. And he did a song called Matchbox Blues. That's where Carl Perkins got that line, incidentally, in that song. Matchbox Blues goes like this.